Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In 1955, when I started the seminary, this seminary, then located at Springfield, Illinois, as I observed the classmates around me and the five classes on campus, I drew the conclusion that none of them were spiritual in their lives, that none of them were glorifying God. I saw too many who drank too much and too often, too many who smoked incessantly, too many who enjoyed sexual stories, too many who found fault with their professors and their fellow classmates. One classmate was very much an exception to what I observed in the others, and about 25 years after we had graduated, in conversation with him, I had said, "You know, in those days, I thought you alone were the spiritual one in our school." And he said, "In those days, I too thought I alone was the only spiritual one in our school." Both of us grew. He grew to see his pietism, and I grew to be accepting the failings of mankind. God says to each of us, "Glorify God. Glorify God in your body." And how can anyone do that? Where can we get the power and the strength to live out those words that God lays before us? You do not belong to yourselves because you were bought for a price. Well, we never have belonged to ourselves. At the start, we were in the family of Satan, for sin had its hold upon us. And we did not belong to ourselves then either. And no one ever had the power to break free from those chains of darkness. No human being has strength to set himself free from Satan's hold and to choose to place himself in God's family. But God has accomplished that for each of us. Yes, you do not belong to yourselves because you were bought with a price. That price, the blood of the Lamb, the blood of the Son of God, the virgin born. He came and he paid the price for you and me. He was born under the law to pay the price to free those under the law that we might be adopted as his full-fledged sons. Yes, we belong to another. No longer children of darkness, no longer sons of the devil, but now sons of God, full-fledged sons of God, children of the Heavenly Father. It is in Christ Jesus that we find the strength to live and to glorify our God. Many teenagers have looked upon their years as teenagers as filled with burdens, as being irksome, as being without joy. And later in life, many of those same teenagers have looked back and said, "Those were the best years of my life. My parents did love me, and I didn't really know it." And all that had happened was a change of heart. God has given to you and me a change of heart. If a man is in Christ, he is a new creation. With that new heart given us by God, we begin to comprehend the greatness of our standing. Full-fledged sons of God, what a glorious estate is ours. Children of the Heavenly Father through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is in Jesus that you and I live and move and have our being. Remember, this Jesus has sent to us the Holy Spirit. For your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, whom God gives you and who is in you. Glorifying God is accomplished as we live out the fruits of our faith, the fruits of the Spirit in our hearts. As we are filled with love and joy and peace, with patience kindness and goodness, with gentleness, with faithfulness and self-control, we are imitating the God to whom we belong. In every way that we are busy forgiving one another, we are pitching to the world how God forgives, and we're glorifying Him. In every way that we are loving one to another, we are picturing to the world the love of our God, and we are glorifying our God. Our Bible reminds us that as we do good works, we lead men to observe us and to glorify God. As they see God at work in us, His name is glorified. God caused you and me to glorify His name. Perhaps each of us readily recalls the Holy Spirit called us out of darkness into the marvelous light of faith. And perhaps all of us readily recall that the Holy Spirit keeps us in faith as He daily and richly forgives us all our sins. Our text would urge us to likewise recall that we are called to glorify His name, that we are the children of God, equipped for every good work. As we live in the faith that has been given us, we are glorifying His name. Glorify God. Glorify Him in your body. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your love upon us, that You have planted us in Your family. You have made us Your children, and You equipped us for every good work. Bless us anew by Your Spirit, that we glorify Your name. Amen.